Time now for the Morning Line here on KMA. Nebraska City Council made some big decisions last night, or at least had some big items on their agenda. And with us on the line to recap some of the main developments is Nebraska City Mayor Brian Beckett back with us. Good morning to you, Brian.
Good morning, Mike. And as always, I appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Great to have you back with us. And you had a busy night last night. One of the big items involved the commissioners discussing the Board of Public Works recommendation to purchase more than 40 acres of land for a future water plant. Could you talk about why the commissioners or what they decided on this and a little bit about this proposed project, if you will?
Sure. It was a busy night for us, and it's a busy week, Mike, because this week we're in our special budget meetings during the day, and then we had that meeting last night, so it was a little busy. But on that topic, as far as our utilities, our water treatment is our oldest utility plant. So we've known for years, we've always kept an eye on that, and looking to the forward, knowing that that would be the first thing that we would need to replace. And big piece of that, we did the studies, could we expand where we are? Could we add to it? And it was that we've overgrown the space and we can't do it within the city limits. So the utilities have been working on it. And a few months ago, they brought an action for the wellheads, which is actually south of Highway 2, just west of Missouri River. We bought a small piece of land there for the wellheads. And then this piece of property is south of Highway 2, again, between 75 and the river. It's a little over 40 acres at $648,000, I think. But we found this piece of land, and we're going to purchase it. And we'll now have the land for a wellhead and land for the water treatment plant itself, the new water treatment. We thumbnail cost estimate on this would be $40 to $60 million range. But what this does for us, we now have the land. If we came to a point that we had to get into it to build this facility in order to increase our utility, we've got the land to do it. And if we had the right business that came in that would need more water, because we are pretty close to our capacity, we're servicing all of our water needs now. But again, it's our oldest plant, and we're up against capacity for any future growth. So we could do it in parallel if a new business came in that we really wanted to bring the community, but we're positioned now to be able to do that with owning the land.
I know that here in Shenandoah, we're still in the midst of the water treatment plant expansion and renovation project, and a lot of that has to do with state and federal guidelines. You mentioned the age of the plant, the current plant, and the water capacity. What about regulations? Are any state and federal regulations playing a role in the need to build this new plant?
Well, as we've done in our city, as you're doing, we've expanded and we've modified to keep up with regulations. And, of course, you're always wanting to filter for what the most you can and as best you can. So we've kind of maxed out the engineering, and we're in an upkeep mode on the current plant. But this new plant will, of course, allow us to implement new technologies, new systems, new equipment, and all of that. So it would be a huge project, but now we're positioned, the utilities looking forward. We have the land, and now we've had a couple of early designs, nothing really detailed, but we know what kind of wellhead we would go in after, and then we would have close proximity to the wellhead to the treatment plant, and then we'd be able to tie into the north and tie into our existing. We would keep both plants operating for a time.
What's the timeline for building the new plant? When do you expect groundbreaking to take place, and how long will it take to build?
Well, right now, we don't have a groundbreaking need, Mike, but we would need 2 to 3 years, two at the optimistic, for the size of this plant. And we keep an eye on other communities that have built treatment plants. It would be a two-year project at the minimum, maybe stretching out to three before we'd be at full production. Initial production maybe at two and full more at the three-year mark.
Also last night, the council held a public hearing on a $45,000 growth fund loan to Lant Appliance Repair. Talk about why this business is asking for the loan and what the commissioners decided on this.
Sure. Lant Hardware, Jeff and Angie Lant, came to us years ago when they took over what was Mercer Hardware. They bought that business, wanted to keep it going. So we did an economic growth fund loan to them back then. But then Jeff, while he was doing the hardware business, realized that there was a need in Nebraska City for local appliance repair. He had been thinking about that and thinking about expanding his business into that when he was fortunate enough to, I can't remember Eric's last name, but came in contact with Eric, who was in Omaha, had been doing appliance repair, but had wanted to move to Nebraska City because he's married a gal from Nebraska City. And they started talking, so Jeff and Angie Lant added to their business this appliance repair, bringing on Eric, bought a van with a wrap, all the tools, equipment, and some of the parts and stuff that they needed. So we now have a local appliance repair that that they would be able to service our community. That's a partial forgivable loan. So after the first year, if they're still doing the business and they've grossed over $90,000 on appliance repair, one-fourth, a little over $11,000 would be forgiven as a grant. And then after the second year, if they've added a position and then have grossed over $250,000, then another fourth or a little over $11,000 would be grant turned into a forgivable loan also. So it's a great package. It's a great service to have here in town, and we hope the Lants all the best in keeping that going.
Also last night, you heard another update from the officials from Good Life Ag LLC on the company's proposed salmon growing operation. What's the latest on the planning for that particular project?
Well, I think two big things, Mike. The first is he's got major investors that have been, one has already come to town, the other's coming, I believe he said next week or here very soon. So they're touring the property and looking at the final stages, putting together the capital amount, which again is about a $300 million capital project. And then the second thing was it was originally looked at salmon, but they've seen the need. And suppliers across have been asking to do, I think you referred to it as whitefish, but other types of fish, and looking at Bristol Bay Company, but looking at those things for adding different types of fish to the production lines. And so now they're kind of retooling and changing and looking at purchasing some equipment to be able to do fish other than salmon. But because of the way the investment is lining up, they don't have a groundbreaking date for us. But they do keep us updated on how all of that front-end stuff is going.
Also, last night, the council had on its agenda discussions regarding the purchase of the rural workforce housing property located at 1704 Morgan Drive. What did the council decide in this particular item?
Mike, this was our second house that the city built up in our new subdivision. Of course, this is the subdivision that the city developed, and I think we've sold 14 of our 23 single-family lots up there. But we actually built the first house with Southeast Nebraska Development District, and we had sold that one. So we did a second one. We had just wrapping it up. We haven't even finished the irrigation and grass on the outside, but the house is pretty much complete, minus the punch list, I think. And we had an offer from a couple that offered $350,000. The council agreed to accept that, so we'll move forward with hopefully a closing date here pretty soon. And it's good to see the housing opening up there. I believe we've probably built and sold in the neighborhood out of those lots, I think 9, maybe 10 homes. There's still one up there for sale from the Economic Development Corporation that they built one, so I know that one's ready for move in. But it's going well on that subdivision, and that house again, $350,000, and it was. Folks that drove by and saw it, and they contacted the city and made an offer, so council accepted that.
Ryan, we've run out of time. Thank you very much for being with us this morning. Stay cool, and we'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Mike, and the key there, stay cool. I hope everybody's okay.
That's Nebraska City Mayor Brian Beckett on the Morning Line on KMA.